Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100 and get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo, $57 SGPN gift card for every bingo hit. And make sure you check out SGPN's 57 Bets Challenge. There's $570 in cash and a $570 gift card to the winner of the props contest. Get all our contest info exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out our live show at the Ainsworth Thursday at 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. And welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network here, back from the All-Star break. Had a week off, you know, that's to ask Talon said in the Discord. We're All-Stars too. We deserve some time off, even though the NHL All-Star weekend wasn't too great. But I'm your host, Ryan Gilbert, here as always. With me is my co-host, Joel Meyer. How we doing tonight, Joel?
Yeah, unfortunately, like the rest of the NHL who got to take the week off, we didn't get to go to Cabo or Bermuda or where the fuck these guys go on their break, but here we are. We're still grinding away, and we're getting back at her here. My break, I went out to the countryside, had a big fire with the family, played some Axis and Allies. Shout out to anyone who knows that reference, knows what that board game is. Nice. Basically a glorified Risk. Excellent exercise and strategy games. But yeah, doing well. Fun golf tournament too with the pro-am there at Pebble Beach and the other couple of courses. Had a nice Justin Rose winner there. I had to bet him live there. Yeah, I already had him in a matchup against Keith Mitchell, I guess. Killer Keith, the guy who wears the fucking cashmere and the fancy clothes all the time. So I beat his ass up, and then I got the outright win with Justin Rose at like 28-1. So that was a nice win today, because it was a delayed thing too with the weather going on. So that cash today while I was at work, so I just followed him along on my phone, and that's the worst thing. Like, you could follow hockey, you could follow soccer on your phone, but following golf on your phone is the worst. You want to see these guys take these shots and see what's going on, because the phone doesn't do justice to what's actually happening. But yeah, it's been a pretty boring week without hockey, without real football. So I'm glad to get back into it.
Yeah, I saw that the Pebble Beach was delayed due to it being dark, so I'd pick it up on Monday morning. I was like, what started earlier? Like, what?
No, whatever, it was Saturday. It was super windy and rainy or whatever, so they had to start. They didn't finish the round on Saturday, so they had to do more on Sunday, and then it carried over into Monday. That's what happened there.
Just build a giant dome over every golf cart.
No.
Golf course,
no.
You're good.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
But I actually ended up making some money on that. I saw someone posted that on a specific book. A bunch of the guys, like top guys to end up in top 20, that should be like minus 150 or higher, were like plus odds. So I put some down on, I think, seven of those guys. I think four or five of them ended up in the top 20. So made out nicely there. And I have an odds boost for this upcoming tournament. I may have to take Jonathan Ronatin, but we'll see what Talon says on Wednesday. Speaking of Talon, before we get into this, make sure you check out the SGPN Discord. Always popping off in there, especially the hockey channel. We got new guys in there going back and forth. Even when Joel, Talon, and I are out, they're just in there having a good old time, creating a community here. So picks going back and forth. If you're going in there just to tout your own place or link to a different Discord, don't waste your time. It's not worth it. If you go in there to post a parlay that hit the night before, don't waste your time either. It's you'll be mocked out of the way. But yeah, make sure you're also subscribed and follow and rate and review the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed where you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever that may be. And follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN. I was also able to make some money this weekend on the All-Star Game and Skills Competition, as sad as that is. It was tough watching on Friday night. I barely watched any of it because it was jumping back and forth between different competitions. Like it did the fastest skater, got down to the two finalists, and they had to wait and different things in different heats and stuff. And it's just, it was a complete mess. Joel, what is your takeaway from, for first of all, the skills competition before you get into the actual game?
Well, I can save the time. I did not watch the game at all. But I did, unfortunately, see the All-Star Skills Competition, and it's not what it used to be, that's for sure. That whole golf thing was brutal, breaking away, making the whole crowd there at the state, or at the arena there in Florida, just sit there and watch this thing on the Megatron for, like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, as these guys, like, hit pucks off of, like, platforms, like, pretending they're golfing. I didn't get that at all. Most of it was very cringe, especially the, like, Mitch Marner with the Miami Vice thing. That was bad. The Kachucks thing was a little less bad. What else is there?
The Kachuk thing was good. The Happy Gilmore from Pasta.
I didn't like that either. No. It's all just so gimmicky and just keep it simple, man. Like, just have your best players try to score on the best goalies. That's all it comes down to. And of course, the fastest skater, they should be racing, not actually just timing it. And the accuracy thing was probably the best part of it. I tuned out. I thought it was over after the first round. I thought McDavid won.
So did John Buchgras. So he was focused on McDavid, and Kadri beat him.
Yeah, I thought there was only one round. Like, McDavid had the best time at the first round. I thought it was over. Turns out there was like two more rounds after that. So I was in the dark there. But it lasted like 3 hours. Even on the cable thing, it was only supposed to last for 2 hours. So I guess it went an extra hour long. So it was just a shit show all the way through. And it's just another reason to just ignore this, unless you're making money off it, which is all well.
Yeah. Two straight years I was able to make money, at least. Yeah, the accuracy shooting final was Nazem Kadri versus Brock Nelson. Both of those guys were 12-1 to win it. I had a small bet on both of them, so I profited there. And then hardest shot, I took Ovi and Pettersson, who was in it a few years ago and had a pretty hard shot, but lost to a defenseman. But he won it this time and ended up a profitable night. And yeah, like you said, just keep it simple. It's like the AHL had their skills competition, I think, yesterday. And like, they have the hardest shot. Even the NHL a few years ago, they had the breakaway relay where the shooters would just relay and shoot it against the goalies. Like, that's simple. That's good to watch. A few years ago, I know Drew was in it. They had like the pass it into like these small nets across the ice. That's simple. That's fun. That's showing off passing ability. Like you said, race against each other, start on opposite sides and go. You know, the obstacle course they used to have that they have in the AHL now. There's just so many things where just have the players show off what they can do. Don't have them do this gimmicky shit, like you said. And I don't know if it's they just want to show off the location and like get more sponsors, if that's easier way to get sponsors, but I'm sure they can get sponsors for players actually doing things that are going to impress people. Like, just have McDavid shoot targets the whole night. That would be better than what they did. But Yeah, but then the game, you didn't watch it. I was on the Metropolitan, so I lost that, but I took the Central, and I took the under. The under in the final was absolutely incredible. I took under 12.5 as soon as it opened. It got bet down to 11.5 and 10.5 before it started. It was like 3-0 after the first half, and then it was there were like 4 or 5 goals in the final minute or two to really make me sweat it out, but it was a 12 goal total final. But if I was under 11.5 or under 10.5, I would have been absolutely pissed off. But yeah, it's just the NHL should be doing so much better than what they're doing with the weekend. And shout out to Kirill Kaprizov, who declined to take part in any skills events and then went, I think, -2 in the game. So he showed up, he got his check, and he left. So good for him.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to the bets that had Kaprizov to win the fastest skater.
I would hope they got void, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
All right, speaking of just cashing your checks, make sure you check out WynnBET. WynnBET's the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays, also known as WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet. The big game is here, and WynnBET has you covered. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offers subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 20 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out SGP's live show at the Ainsworth Thursday at 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. The show is free. And you'll be able to watch the show and have some drinks with the guys. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. All right, Joe, anything else you want to touch on here before we get into this small slate on Tuesday?
Not really. I just wish I went to the bar instead of watching that dumb All-Stars skills competition.
I'm right.
So boring ass night I've ever spent in the whole freaking, I don't know, it's been a while since I was that bored watching TV.
I was trying to watch it because I had money invested, and I just couldn't. I ended up streaming it on my laptop and then doing other stuff there. But yeah, maybe they'll do better next year. But all right, we got a 6-game slate here on Tuesday, February 7th, as some teams are on their bye week now. Kicking it off, 7 o'clock spot here. We got the Colorado Avalanche at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game right now is a pick 'em -110. Over under at 6.5, also a pick 'em at -110. What do you see your Avs doing here out of the break?
Well, first of all, before we get into the slate here, I think it's important to note that, you know, these teams are coming off of a bye week. We could see some strange results. And I didn't do a lot of preparation for this. So I don't have any of my numbers, unfortunately. So it's all gut handicapping going forward. It's all pure instinct. Bear in mind, I think it's good to go light here unless you have like some serious situational advantage you have a strong feeling on or whatever. I certainly do not. But for this one here, I got to go with the Avs here, given the fact that they're on a good run. Like they won like 6 of the past 7 games, and they're scoring goals. They're doing a lot better than they were before that. A lot of that has to do with Natushin being back. I say it all the time. He's the key to the team. And the Penguins, meanwhile, they can't keep the puck out of the net. Their goaltending is going to shit. The defense is going to shit. They can still score, though. So that's why I'm leaning with the Avs and the over. I think this could be an easily a high-scoring game. Of course, we're seeing McKinnon go against his best buddy, Sidney Crosby. So the Tim Hortons classic here. We're going to take the Avs here, even at -110 and over 6.5 here, -110. I think that this is going to be a fun game to watch coming off the break. Hopefully they're not too drunk from whatever the exercises were down there in Florida. You know, they like to get after it with their Mai Tais and other rum drinks. So, yeah, give me the Avs. Give me the over.
Yeah, I second what you said here, especially coming out of the break. You don't know how these teams are looking. So do tread lightly unless for some reason you have some strong intuition one way or the other. And You know, I could see that here with the Avs. The Avs were a hot team heading into the break. Now they got Nichushkin's back. Bowen Byram is expected to possibly be back on Tuesday as well. So the Avs opened as underdogs here. I got them at plus 100. I'd very easily just take them at minus 110 as well. Colorado's fine on the road, 14-9. Pittsburgh at home is 14-10, so not much advantage there for them. Yeah, and Avs were hot going into the break. Penguins were not. They lost six of their past nine games. Only wins were against Florida in overtime, that 7-6 game. Beat Ottawa, and they beat the Ducks. So not too impressive there. I'll take the Avs to come out hot out of the break here at minus 110. And I do lean to the over as well. All right, going down to the other 7 o'clock game here, we got the San Jose Sharks at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game itself is in Tampa. Lightning are minus 280 on the money line, minus 110 on the puck line. Sharks are plus 235 on the money line. Over-unders at 6.5, both over and under paying off minus 110. Lightning coming off a real tough loss down there in Sunrise. I think it was 7-1 final to Florida. So they got that first game after the break out of the way. You know, maybe that'll be better for them. But going against a team that hasn't played yet, you know, a rest versus rust type of thing. But Sharks are 1-7 in their last eight on three or more days rest. And the Lightning are 1-4 in their last five on no days rest. So no real advantage there based off their records. But these are both over teams. Sharks have gone over 33 out of 49 times. Tampa Bay, it does also go to the over as well. And I believe Vasilevsky started on Monday. So it should be Brian Elliott. And doesn't really matter who starts for the Sharks. Kakanen or Reimer. I like the over here. And I would lean to San Jose just as a dog, because you could, as a big dog, because you do see some wacky things coming out of the All-Star break.
Sure, but yeah, the point here with that last the Panthers game and the Lightning game, that the real All-Stars were in the Florida Panthers team. They weren't the All-Stars on that ice on Saturday's game. It was the Florida Panthers here on Monday, where they pumped Vasilevsky on 49 shots and scored 7 goals there. And obviously Vasilevsky was just a couple days off that little trip there. So yeah, he might not have been in the right mood. So that kind of explains that one. But yeah, look out for the Panthers going forward. Could be a team to watch in the last third of the season. But yeah, for this one, the Lightning are an excellently coached team. I do expect them to bounce back from that. They just got embarrassed by their intrastate rival. So now they got the Sharks here coming in, who are not a good team at all. But yeah, plus 235 and a back-to-back, that sounds about right. I do like what you said about the over, though, with Brian Elliott net. I don't think that he is as good as Vasilevsky, even coming off of his All-Star expedition.
Vasilevsky could be drunk, could still be drunk, and he'd probably be better.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. Yes. So I don't mind the over here. I think the Lightning come up firing, but the Sharks could get a few themselves. No real play on the side here. I do expect this line to move. I'm not sure exactly which way it'll move, with the Sharks being the rested team and the Lightning being the team that's just got humiliated. So it could go either way. I still think that it'll go towards the Sharks with Brian Elliott being confirmed. But yeah, for the total, that's my stronger play in this one. Give me the over 6.5 here.
Yeah. I mean, the Panthers may be a team to watch here in the second half. Kachuk got that All-Star Game MVP, big win out of the break. So in my Eastern Conference futures coming out of the break, I published on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check that out. I mentioned the Panthers to miss the playoffs at minus 160. Not feeling as good about that right now, but it's only one game. They still got plenty of goaltending issues and other things to deal with. All right, going down to the 7:30 slot here, we have the Edmonton Oilers at the Detroit Red Wings. The game itself is in Detroit. Red Wings are plus 140 home dogs. Oilers are minus 165. Over-under is at 6.5. Overpaying off minus 125. Under plus 105. What do you got for this one?
So my first lean here, my instinct, my talent play was the over. Just given the fact that the Red Wings have not much goaltending going on. But then I remember the Magnus Hellberg is playing well, so he could get the start now with the struggles of Huso and Nedeljkovic.
Huso is confirmed. I just
checked. Huso is confirmed. Okay, that makes me like the over a little bit better now. But then again, there's also McDavid and Draisaitl coming out of Florida, and that should show there on the All-Star thing. So who knows if their mind is exactly focused for this one. So this one makes a tricky handicap. But I'm still going to lean to the over here, just based on the fact that the Red Wings have not good defense, but they have a decent offense, and the Oilers have the obviously number one power play in the league right now, and I think that they can get it done even on sleepy cylinders here. The Oilers are on a mission too. That's an important thing. Like they've been playing very well before the All-Star break, and hopefully they keep it going afterwards. Then again, they might be a little complacent. They look at themselves in the standings. They think that they got some work done. Maybe they take a game off. So once again, tread lightly. But my lean here is to the Oilers and the over 6.5 at -125.
Yeah, I like the Oilers here as well as the over. I put a half unit on the Oilers puck line at +150. Six of their past seven wins were by at least two goals, and they won 7 of 8 games before the All-Star break. So unless McDavid and Draisaitl got into too much down there in Miami, hopefully they can get the win here. Edmonton's fine on the road, 15-8, actually way better than at home. And Detroit is a better home team than road team, but they're still 12-10-3 at home, under 500. So Edmonton, I don't want to lay -165 just because of the coming out of the break, that tread lightly stuff, but I'll throw a half unit on the puck line at +150. And then, yeah, the over, both of these teams can score. Both of these teams can definitely give up some goals here. So I like the over. And this might be a spot I'm looking at Edmonton in the race to 4, if you can get that for plus odds. I have not checked what that is yet. All right, going down to the other 7:30 game here. We got Seattle.
I really doubt it'll be plus odds. But if it is plus odds, I will definitely be on that as well.
I'm gonna look it up right now while I pass it to you next time. We got the Seattle Kraken at the New York Islanders. Game itself is on Long Island. It's pick 'em. Both teams at -110. Over under. Also pick 'em 5.5 over -110, under -110. What do you got for your Isles here?
My Isles. yeah, I guess I got this reputation as an Isle defender. It has to do with their culture and the playoff potential and whatnot. I love their general manager, Lou Amoriello. But, they're going against a tough Kraken team who are in form. They had an awesome January. I think they might have had the most points in the month of January. I could be wrong on that. I'm just going off of what I remember. The Islanders now, Bo Horvat, they looked okay today. They played Varlamov, so it'll be Sorokin likely in net here. He's obviously just coming off that all-star experience. And the Kraken are without Matty Beniers, I believe. So they're missing their number one center. So this is a tough one to call. I initially leaned to the Kraken just because the Islanders, you know, they were down in Philly. They played a tough game there against the Flyers, edged out a 2-1 win, I believe. And yeah, now coming back home to a restless Kraken team. It's the -110 makes sense, but the fact that the Islanders have only played this one game in the past couple weeks now, so they shouldn't be too tired. So it was Sorokin in that. I there's a massive goaltending advantage here, so you know, I think that I would suspect that the Kraken get the money anyway, even with Sorokin confirmed. But then again, there's Beniers out. This is a tough one, man. But I'm going to go with the Islanders here. Even at -110 or better, that's what I would say. That's my limit. -110 or better on the Islanders. Not a cent more. Give me the Islanders here.
That race to 4 for the Oilers is +125. And you can get race to 3 at -115 if you prefer that. But for this game...
I'll probably be betting that as well with you.
All right. We'll probably see Detroit score 4 first and then Edmonton win by 2. this is a tough game because, you could see the money go to Seattle. They're kind of the darlings here. They're nearly atop the Western Conference, atop the Pacific Division right now. But also Islanders, despite being a back-to-back, you know, just had a ton of rest, just got Bo Horvat, and they beat the Flyers. There's not a lot of energy taken there, and they have the better goalie in that. So it is tough to predict how this line is going to go. But I just think Seattle's for real. I think at this point in the year, they're one of the best teams in the West. They're one of the best teams probably in the entire league. Their point percentage is seventh or eighth there. So they're a good team. It's just goaltending is the issue. So it's tough to bet on Martin Jones or Grubauer, whoever's in net. But I think the Kraken here, if you can get them plus money or minus 110 or, yeah, minus 110, I'm not going to lay too much more than that here. They're 3-1-1 on three or more days rest, but the Islanders are 6-3-1 on no days rest, so not much advantage there either way. I do like the under, though. The Islanders, shout out to Scott Reichel in the chat here from the PropCast for this stat. The Islanders haven't scored more than three goals in a game since January 3rd. And they only scored three goals once. They've scored two goals or fewer in many of their last games. They have 24 goals total in their last 14 games. So not a lot of goals being scored by the Islanders. So I definitely like the under here, even at 5.5 at minus 110. All right.
I was looking at the Oilers team total, and it's like minus 130 for over 3.5. So I can see why people are tempted to bet these race to four things and things. Because, I mean, yeah, you could find better odds that way. I mean, the difference is because you got to get to four goals first. But if you get to four goals, there's a very good chance you're the first one to get the four goals, right? Even in today's high scoring NHL. So, yeah, if you get that race to four bet, I think that's oftentimes a better bet than the team total these days. So, yeah, if you get plus 125, I think that's a damn good bet there.
Yeah, they're going to screw you sometimes, and that might just rule you off against from betting them. But, like, you remember the losses more than the positives. Like, you're going to cash on those more than – you're not maybe not cash more than you want, but there's more value there than taking the team total, especially because Red Wings team total over 3.5 is plus 145 itself. So it's a matter of, is Edmonton going to score four or not, is what I look at it as. But make sure you check out SGPN Big Game Bingo. Get your own Big Game Bingo card full of all your favorite big game prop bets. If you get bingo, you win a $57 SGPN gift card. Only catch is you must be subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast and NFL Gambling Podcast on YouTube to win. And in honor of the big game, SGPN is hosting a prop bet contest. Make your picks for 57 different prop bets. Winner will get $570 in cash and a $570 gift card to the SGPN store. You can buy a lot of merch with that. All our contests are free to play and exclusively on the SGPN app. We got two more games here. At the 8 o'clock docket, we got the Vegas Golden Knights at the Nashville Predators. Predators are minus 120. Golden Knights are plus 100. Over-under set at 6, overpaying off plus 100, under minus 120 here. This is a game here where I'm just being sucked into the Vegas Golden Knights by name. This is one of the games where, you know, I look at the Golden Knights. I remember them being better than they are, and I took them at plus 100. Even money, I still think they're the better team than Nashville, but it's tough with Mark Stone out. He's their key, but he is their only major injury now. They got Theodore back. They got Alec Martinez back. They got Eichel's back. So it's just really him and Zach Whitecloud that are regulars that are out. And Vegas stumbled into the break. They lost four straight and seven of their past eight, while Nashville won three straight and five of their past six. So we'll see if the break can break up that momentum for either team. But I just think Vegas is the better team, and they're fine on the road, 15-5-4, even better on the road than they are at home. So I think anytime I get Vegas against Nashville for even money, I think I have to take it.
This is the game, I think, that makes the most sense in terms of difference between the All-Star break and the bye week in these teams. Because, yeah, like you were mentioning, the Predators had that nice January month. They were playing excellent hockey. The Knights were struggling, especially with their injury concerns. But Mark Stone makes the biggest difference for me. He's possibly the best player in this game. If Eichel doesn't match his early season form, he's been slumping lately. So this is a big question mark game for me. But I'm still going to go with the Preds here, minus 120. They just had a very good January, and they deserved a few more wins than what they got even. So yeah, Saros playing well now. Of course, he's another one who's coming off the All-Star. Well, then Logan Thompson was there as well, and he has been shit anyway, though. So Yeah, this is a huge question mark game, but I'm going to lean here to the Preds at minus 120. I think that they're the better team. They have it wasn't quite the home ice advantage that we saw in previous years with how they've been playing the past few years, but I still think that there's a good crowd here. It'll get them pumped up. It's not like the Panthers or the Coyotes or the what's another shitty ass team?
The Flyers.
No. The Flyers have some good home ice fans.
Shitty fan bases.
Yeah, they don't care about hockey kind of clubs. Carolina was that before they were good.
Yeah.
Tampa was like that before they were good. But yeah, the Preds are. They have a nice disciplined following. It's like a cult thing there down in mm-hmm. Nashville. So they can put up some good shows. So, yeah, I'm going to lean to the Predators here, minus 120. Just going to back the fact that the Knights are playing like shit without Mark Stone. And unless Bruce Cassidy turns the ship around and whatnot. I mean, we're seeing a totally different team here compared to what we saw at the first few months when this team looked destined to win the Pacific. It's a different story since they lost a couple key pieces. So, I think minus 120 is a little bit short for the Preds. So give me that side for the total. It's another mystery for me. Over six, under six. That seems about right. Cause it could go either way. It could be a 3-1 game. It could be a 6-4 game, with the goaltending, situation. Are any of these guys confirmed? I haven't even looked.
I had the tab open. Let me check. I don't think anyone's confirmed, probably besides let's scroll down here. No one's confirmed tomorrow besides Husso right now.
Yeah. Okay. So probably Thompson and Saros, even though they've
I could see their coaches giving them a game off after the All-Star.
So they play Wednesday though. This is terrible podcasting, but no, there's nobody playing Wednesday. So yeah,
no.
It might be Saros and Thompson.
Yeah.
So yeah, give me the Preds here, slight lean.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's not just like it was a weekend off. The Predators haven't played since the 26th, which was two Sundays ago at this point, I think, I don't know. I can't do math. Longer than 4 or 5 days off. It's been at least a week. So these teams have definitely been able to lose.
Every team gets a bye week, right? So mm-hmm. most of the teams have their bye week last week, and then a few teams have their bye week this week. So that's why you won't see the Bruins playing, the Leafs playing, and who else played last week? I don't remember. Capitals, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all back on Saturdays.
That's why it's going to be a
14-game slate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and we got a final game here, 8:30. Just got a barn burner to end it. Anaheim Ducks at the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks are minus 130. Ducks are plus 110. Over-under at 6.5. Overpaying off plus 100. Underpaying off minus 120. Back-to-back here for the Ducks. They are currently losing 2-0 in Dallas in the third period, so they're probably going to lose that one. Short trip up to Chicago for them. Who knows with this game? Don't bet a side in this game. If anything, just bet the over at plus 100 even money and just hope it's a back and forth game with a bunch of goals. Maybe take the over 8.5 all total that we tried to do a few times ago with the Ducks and Coyotes. I don't know what to do with these two shit teams.
You could tell it's two shit teams when we're telling you to hope for something to happen. Hope it's an over 6.5. Hope it's 8 goals. I love it, though, because I'm going the same way. It'll be Stolar's net, presumably, unless he's still injured. I know Gibson played tonight, so whoever the Ducks backup is.
Yeah, Stolar is the backup right now.
Yeah, and the Blackhawks, they're playing some good hockey. They had a nice Western road trip. They won a few games. Upset some teams. Of course, they got fucking pummeled by the Oilers with they got pummeled so bad the Oilers put in their fucking ebook in there.
that was great.
Yeah, so the Blackhawks are they're a mixed bag right now. They were playing well, but of course they'll come back to earth because they really want one of those top three picks, especially number one. So yeah, this is definitely a tank war. It'll be like the Battle of Kursk in 1943. Of course, missing my
Talon's not here.
My buddy Talon. Yeah, I know. He'd be all over that one.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah. So it's a tank war here with the Ducks and the Hawks. A couple birds. Give me the over because, you know, they're going to fly. They go over.
There you go. And it's not even like this is like a 10 o'clock game or even like a 9 o'clock game. This is an 8:30 game. You're not going to know how your night's going by the time this game is starting. So you can't do like a late night D-gen chase or a D-gen over. But that's where we're going here is just the over.
Yeah. One thing, though, if you like the Blackhawks, I think it's better to bet them early just because the Ducks are on the back-to-back with their backup goalie likely starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't write down consensus plays here, but only six games. I think we're both on the Avs and the, at least leaning to the over there. An over in the Sharks Lightning game. Over in the Edmonton Detroit game. And a lean to Edmonton race to 4, plus 125.
Sure.
We're on different sides in the Seattle Islanders game and Vegas Nashville. Do you like the under in Kraken Isles? Or no play there.
5.5. No, I can see. That's a tough one. But yeah, I got to play one under, right? I'm on the over and I call the other one. So
I think most of the games tonight went over. I saw some stat that like most games after the All-Star break do go over, which.
Okay. All right.
Does seem to be the thing tonight.
Fuck it, go over.
Actually, only three of. It looks like it's going to be 3 of 6, so half. Whatever. Vegas, Nashville, on different sides. I don't think either of us took a total there. You said it was 6. Who the fuck knows? And then over in the Ducks Blackhawks game because why not?
Why not? That's the best handicap you'll ever hear.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all we got here. Make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on whichever podcast platform you listen on. Leave us a 5-star rating and review as well, so I have something to read here at the outro of the show. And as always, make sure you follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN. And get in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord, Hockey Channel. It's free. Banter going back and forth. Picks going back and forth. All types of picks. So make sure you get in the Discord. All right. I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer. I know you'll find me asking you if you ever want to play a board game for 12, 14, 16, 18 hours, Axis and Allies is your thing.
We need to get like an off-season online HGP Axis and Allies going.
There's actually an app called AAA. You can actually do that. So let's fucking go.
All right, let's go. Peace.